It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. New lows for stocks on this Friday. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ all declining. Stocks slipping back into their three-week-old funk after erasing a rally as comments from Fed Reserve Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer boosted speculation that interest rates could rise as soon as next month. We've got the Dow down 100 points now, declining 0.5% to 18,348. The S&P 500 index down 10 to 2162, a drop of 0.5%. NASDAQ is down 0.3%. The 10-year down 13 30 seconds, yield there 1.62%. Gold little change, down 20 cents now, 13.21 the ounce. Crude West Texas Intermediate up 30 cents now, up 0.6% to $47.63. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox, live from the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium on Bloomberg Radio.
The Jackson Hole Symposium, yes, and the Grand Teton National Park. Two things that are intertwined this week, and here to tell us more about Grand Teton National Park is Andrew White. He is the Assistant Public Affairs Officer, and he joins us from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Andrew White, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Pim.
Let's begin by just taking a step back. This is the 100th, or yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service. Tell us a little bit more about how you came to be part of the Park Service and what that means to you.
Sure. So my personal story started about, it started about 20 years ago. As a child coming up and visiting national parks like Grand Teton with my parents, it was always the big family vacation thing, you know, load up the van and visit the national parks. 6 years ago, I was lucky enough to be invited to be an intern at Grand Teton National Park, actually, as a ranger interpreter out in the field, visiting with visitors, talking about the park resources, and really helping them understand what they were seeing.
Now, if you were in the park today or even yesterday as someone out in the field, you'd be talking about wildfires, because I understand that if you take a look at the lake, Jackson Lake, if you're on the shore of Jackson Lake in the Grand Teton National Park, you're going to see the Berry Fire. Tell us the extent of fires right now in the park.
Yeah, so part of our centennial celebration, I guess, is nature's throwing us a little party with a wildfire. Some people put candles on the birthday cake, but we're having a wildfire. It was caused by lightning back in July, actually, and it had been burning in remote wilderness areas of the park for a number of weeks. And then this past weekend, a significant wind event came and actually carried it across Jackson Lake and closed Highway 89, which is the main artery connecting Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Park. So it certainly created some degree of travel difficulties for folks trying to connect the two parks, but both of the parks are open, and we encourage people to certainly celebrate the centennial in either Yellowstone or Grand Teton National Parks, as most of our visitor areas are open.
Is there any relationship to the ability to keep the park in its high condition and to deal with these ongoing natural events like the wildfires, as you described? Is the challenge also that the funding is an issue?
Well, not really. When we talk about wildfire, part of managing a national park is managing and protecting the natural processes. And wildfire, like the Berry Fire that was caused by lightning, is a natural process. And where we can allow it to continue to play its natural role in the ecosystem, we want it to continue to play that role. You know, wildfire will renew a landscape. It creates new wildlife habitat. Some trees and plants actually depend on wildfire to regenerate. So where we can, we certainly allow those fires to burn and want them to play their natural role. Now, when it comes into more developed areas, that's when we have to take suppression action. So this is kind of a complex fire where in some areas we might be suppressing it or containing it. In other areas, we want it to burn into the wilderness and play its role.
Now, I understand that there's a lot of deferred maintenance, though, in the whole National Park Service, not just, obviously, we're talking about the Teton National Park. You've got corporate sponsorships. How do you sort of manage the corporate sponsorships as well as any of the funding issues that might affect your ability to do your job as best you can?
Sure, Pim. So we have a $222 million maintenance backlog just here at Grand Teton National Park, which is obviously significant. Most of that is in roads, utility systems, buildings, all that require maintenance and are overdue for that maintenance. One of the ways that we can help remedy some of that is through private philanthropy. We have a very significant partner here, the Grand Teton National Park Foundation, which helps us really provide that margin of survival and that margin of excellence when it comes to funding. Actually, tonight, we're going to be celebrating the end of a $14 million capital campaign that they've undertook to help renew the Ginny Lake area, which is the most visited area in Grand Teton National Park. They also help us with a number of education programs and wildlife research. And right now they're actually helping fundraise for a private inholding, or actually a piece of land that's owned by the state of Wyoming that we would like to acquire for national park lands, and they're helping fundraise for that. So private philanthropy is definitely a big piece of funding in the national parks.
Well, just to put this into perspective, I understand that funding for the national parks is less than a tenth of a percent of overall federal spending. And to your point about donations from the private sector, David Rubenstein of the Carlyle Group, he gave about $7.5 million to shore up the earthquake Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., and also nearly $20 million to restore the Lincoln Memorial. What do you say to people that may want to get involved in helping to maintain and refurbish our National Park Service?
Absolutely. And David Rubenstein's a great example of that. There are a number of friends groups throughout the National Park Service. Many of the bigger national parks like Grand Teton or Yellowstone will have foundations devoted specifically to that national park. There's also the National Park Foundation that works on a national scale, so folks can definitely get involved with the National Park Foundation. And I would say that the national parks are a great investment. For every $1 that's spent on operations in the National Park Service, we return $10 to the local economy. In fact, in 2015, visitors to Grand Teton National Park spent $560 million in the gateway communities in this area. So certainly an economic boon for local communities.
I want to thank you very much for spending time with us, and happy birthday to the National Park Service. Andrew White is the Assistant Public Affairs Officer of Grand Teton National Park, joining us from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And if you want, there is a photograph of Mr. White stepping from his 2015 Subaru Outback, donated to the Grand Teton National Park last year by the National Park Foundation and Subaru of America on their National Park Service website. This is Bloomberg. Coming up on Taking Stock, a conversation with Jim Bullard. He is the president and the chief executive of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. He'll discuss the current economy and the Federal Reserve's thinking about interest rates.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.